What's the best part of waking up? Baby boomers and Gen Xers should be thinking it's Folgers in your cup. No matter the generation, many of us can agree a good cup of coffee in the morning is mandatory. I love the morning. I love how our bodies are designed to rest, and then once refueled, we have a fresh start and new mercy with the rising of the sun. How we begin each day matters. I've seen and read a lot lately about morning routines and the effects that routine can have on your day. Whatever your routine, it is just that, a routine. You may not even realize it, but the way you wake up, your first thoughts of the day, how you move through your morning, your habits, and how you interact with those around you affect your outlook on the day and even your productivity. My morning routine begins with hitting snooze. This may not be the habit of highly successful people, but I embrace it and I don't beat myself up for it. I plan on it. It's part of my waking up and is my buffer time from sleep till my feet hit the floor. These moments are to just be still and breathe deep. I thank God for the beat in my heart and trust He has a purpose for my day. I fix my eyes on Jesus before I fix them on anything else. Once I'm in motion, I head upstairs to wake up my girls. I treasure those moments, and they're not rushed. It always includes a little snuggle time and a back scratch. We sometimes crank up some music to get us all moving. Then it's more of a mad dash, getting dressed, eating breakfast, lunch is made, and then out the door. This is when Mama gets a little quiet time before tackling my to-do list. These moments include prayer, stillness, quiet, and scripture. It's nourishment for my soul before I even nourish my body, and it's spiritual armor for my heart and life. So why does a morning routine matter? David gives us a great example in Psalm 143. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. David is praying and desperately seeking God's will. And isn't that how we all should start each new day? Through all the decisions, plans, projects, and tasks, we want to know we are on the right track for our life and ultimately living out our purpose. David's trust is not in himself. His goal is not what's on his agenda, but his eyes are fixed on seeking God's plan and purpose. He expects to be met with God's unfailing love and grace every morning as he trusts God with everything. It's a mindset and heart focus of surrender, seeking, and then moving obediently through the day. Having a solid morning routine with good, healthy habits will have a positive effect on your day. Starting each day with a grateful heart, surrendered to God, and seeking first His truth and guidance will have a positive effect on your day, your life, and eternity to come. That's the truth. Be intentional with your mornings. Fix your heart and eyes on Jesus first. It will quickly become the best part of waking up. I'm Lori Klein.